I see the road signs for Death Valley. The floor of the desert shimmers in the heat, pulsing in the bright daylight. I roll down the windows, and the hot air sweeps through the car and hugs me tightly. It smells of sagebrush and old stones, of time itself. I descend farther into the valley, and I'm enchanted as the park reveals itself, a merciless tableau of nature's beauties and its dangers, too. It's a living hell here, summoning fortune hunters to come with their mining pans and axes, and luring outlaws like Charles Manson to take refuge with drugs and guns, and drawing others too, like Patricia Parton, looking for that crack between worlds that Castaneda showed her. I gas up at the Panama Springs Resort, an old motel and the only one here for miles. The shingles on the roof are weary and worn, and a few gas pumps stand in a line like tombstones. This motel is important, critical even, I think, to understand Parton's death. According to Amy Wallace's book, Patricia Parton, known as the Blue Scout, she likely drove here and checked in after Castaneda died. Behind the motel shop, I spot a cluster of cabins. This is perhaps where Parton, then called Kate Pullman, the madam of Castaneda's cult, in a state of utter panic. Pullman, according to Wallace, then drove to the motel, entered Parton's room, and found her. She was covered in blood. She tried to kill herself. I'm worthless. I'm a total failure, Parton said, repeating the line over and over. Then she grabbed Kate Pullman's leg, her hands presumably also covered in blood. I'm worthless. I'm a total failure, Parton said, repeating the line over and over, and then grabbing Pullman's leg, her hands presumably also covered in blood. I brought her a lot of money, a lot, and told her to go to Ireland and start a printing business, Pullman told Wallace after. Why not? She has her whole life ahead and all that money. But Patricia Parton went missing. Her red escort was found at the end of Big Four Mine Road near the trail that leads to the Panama Dunes. So I start walking. The closer I get to the dunes, the less I believe that Patricia Parton would have killed herself out here. It doesn't make sense. How could she have done it? If she'd used a gun, someone likely would have found it. Pills were also an improbable method. If she had pills with her, then why not pop them in the motel room and avoid that bloody mess of cutting herself up? And cut yourself up one day and take pills the next. The odds are against this outcome. The studies are clear. The majority of those who survive a suicide never try again. I listen to my footsteps crunching against the sand in the dunes and the sound of my own breathing. I'm alone out here. I start to walk faster, hoping to reach the dunes before sunset. But then I stop and realize that I found what I'm looking for all along. It's obvious. The missing Chacmools never came here. They never came to the Panama Dunes, nor did Patricia Parton commit suicide out here. So many questions, all leading to one more. If Parton did not kill herself, then how did she die? I need more information from someone with access to crime databases and 20-year-old police reports. Back on the main road, I drop by the park ranger station. I'm desperate, I tell one ranger. I've been searching the desert for hours. My mouth is parched. I'm sweating. I ask politely. I beg and I plead. Does this ranger know anything about Carlos Castaneda's witches or know anyone with any information? If she knows any retired rangers, anyone who I could contact? That last line, retired ranger, causes her to look up as if a name has popped into her mind. She takes down my contact info, and nearly 2 weeks later, back at home, I receive the following email. I was the one who found the missing person's car. I called Ranger Dave immediately.